Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit explores the miracle of the bell. It was just after sunset that the Hermit scurried into Santa Fe. He was attracted by the shadow of a cross clearly emblazoned against the last rays of the horizon. As he made his way toward it, he realized that he was looking up at the tower of the old church of San Miguel. It was said to be the oldest church in the United States. He sat down and he cast his gaze up toward the tower again. He noticed that just below the cross, in the belfry, a sturdy bell was defying the vain attempts of the evening breeze to budget. Somehow, he could see clearly by the inscription on the bell that it had been cast in 1356 in Andalusia, Spain. This bell that had been brought in from the Old World was almost 500 years old. It had been cast just a little over a century after the death of St. Francis himself. As Giovanni sat in the shadows pondering the mystery of how two worlds can come together if only for a moment, out of the corner of his eye he caught the shade of a man making his way slowly toward him. From the slowness of his pace and the care with which he was walking, Giovanni could surmise that the newcomer was blind. He said nothing. Just then the breeze picked up and it moved the heavy bell slightly, creating a ringing sound around its edge. The blind man stood up, straightened up, and opened his eyes wide. He turned to the hermit and said, "Ah, my friend, I almost didn't see you sitting there." Giovanni was somewhat taken aback because the blind man was now looking directly at him. "How is it, my friend," he asked, "that you can see me now? I just saw you feeling your way up the street with the aid of a cane." "There used to be a poor street in Paris once that was called the Court of Miracles," replied the old man. "By day there were many afflicted beggars in the gutters who suffered from all kinds of infirmities. But as soon as it grew dark, the blind could see, the mute could speak, the lame could walk, and the deaf could hear. In this humble little street here in Santa Fe, the minute that the ancient bell is brushed by the wings of angels, the blind can see. This is our very own Court of Miracles." "And what can you see?" asked the hermit. "I can see clearly," said the blind man, "the altar screen within the church. There is an image of St. Michael the Archangel at the top center section. It is flanked by the images of St. Teresa on the left and St. Gertrude on the right. In the center I can see a painting of Christ flanked by St. Francis on the left and St. Louis on the right. Then I see three statues in the bottom rung of the Herreros." "There is no doubt," thought the hermit, "that the blind man is seeing what I am seeing, and yet he had no eyes." And then he pondered the ancient biblical story of Christ who had spat into the dust and inserted the mud into the blank eye sockets of the blind man, and suddenly the man had been able to see. Surely the same God who could create a whole man, Adam, out of the dust, could fashion eyeballs for a blind man. "Can you see them all the time?" Giovanni asked the blind man. "No, not all the time," came the reply. "Only when the wind seems to move the bell. Whenever ordinary people pull on the rope to make it move, I remain blind. It is only through divine intercession that I am able to see." Giovanni felt very humbled. There was so much mystery hidden in this land of New Mexico that he had yet to experience. That night, as he fell asleep, he dreamed of another place farther south. It was called San Miguel del Socorro, where once upon a time that church had been attacked by the Apache. Just as they were about to capture the refugees huddled inside the church, the attackers had been frightened away. Later on, they had told the tale of having seen a winged man with a sword standing on the roof of the church who threatened to slay them if they did any harm to the place. You have been walking in the footsteps of the hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.